Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Hey, you guys want to go see the Zac Brown Band in Las Vegas at the Sphere? All you got to do, we got a chance for you to win some tickets and a trip, all on Odyssey. All you got to do to enter, log on to the Odyssey app, and you listen to WQM for 1 hour. For more chances, you listen every day, and you could win. Winner receives a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. That's how Zac Brown.
We like the...
Who do they do?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh.
The
special thanks.
That Sphere is really cool.
Special thanks, by the way, to the Messina Touring Group. Yeah, I know. It's
like there's certain things that when you use the skyline, when you fly into Vegas, that you always like see. One is the New York, New York. I wouldn't suggest staying there, but it's cool to see when you drive up. And other thing is the Sphere. It just stands out.
Yep. My friend went this weekend to see Backstreet Boys, and she said that she's never going to go to a concert that isn't at the Sphere.
I know. They said it's amazing. Everybody says it's amazing. I think they, like, I remember when I was younger in college, U2 was awesome. And then they started,
they hacked our phones, which is...
That was
number one.
Right. Yeah, that was it. But even before that...
I can never get that album out of my phone.
It's annoying.
And then remember when I think they did a New Year's Eve thing, and Bono wasn't even the lead singer. They had somebody else.
How much did you two get to hack our phones? Like, how much did they get?
No, from, Apple. What happens is Apple paid. Yeah,
that's what I mean. How much did Apple pay you two to hack our phones?
You two, I'd like, say, what do you think? $5-10 million.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. That's more than that.
I feel like they got like $100 million.
Let's do the research.
$100 million for an out from
it's Apple. Apple's just throwing around. Although it was a while ago, so maybe it wasn't that crazy.
No, I'd say $5-10 million.
So annoying.
To like, have exclusives?
No album. It's just all iPhones.
In 2014, Apple paid U2 an undisclosed amount, estimated to be around $100 million, yeah, for the rights to distribute their album.
Yep. Wow.
Songs of Innocence to all iTunes users for free.
This is didn't want it!
I didn't want it either.
It's like, you know what? That reminds me of something.
U2 did not Hold on.
You know when late night TV and you're watching the infomercials,
sure,
on our favorite channels or whatever?
Yep.
And they say, but wait. Order now, and we'll send you an additional one. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
Yeah, that's what they get you.
And you know what I say? I say, I don't want the other one. Like, don't force. You're basically making me buy two.
No, I mean, that's the backlash. They felt it was forced distribution, viewing it as intrusive and akin to spam. U2's perspective? U2 benefited from the increased exposure after the initial sales boost, but also faced criticism for method of release. Apple's perspective? Apple aimed to boost its image and compete with the rise of streaming services by offering a high-profile album for free.
Win-win.
Win-win.
But this, even though we were all pissed when we had our
album. Right. Well, this was in the age where like you still had to buy the album, right? So it was like you had to you could buy songs for
$1.
Yeah,
but at that point, U2 wasn't U2.
It didn't matter. They got to listen, bro.
No, I know. I'm not
the old,
the only
old
one.
Love U2.
The old will always. The old love old bands. The Rolling Stones could perform till they're 100. The old will follow them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just Dr. DeBoggins says, calling yourself The Edge -1. It's a stupid name. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Adam Copeland called himself The Edge.
No, he just calls himself Edge.
Oh, nah. Now he just calls himself Coke.
So is that when you call somebody that you got to talk about yourself in the third person?
I don't know, man.
Eds don't like that.
I'm with you. We're all furious with the songs that we probably still bought from Apple. They're all there. It's like, you know, you just can get this all on your streaming platform now, whichever one you use.
I just like the fact. I just hate the fact that it's like out of nowhere. You ever just move around your phone and then you're like, why is this album playing?
I don't like it.
Why? You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's really absurd. Speaking of absurd, this Christian Wilkins story. I mean. I really don't know what to believe anymore, Leroy. I got to be honest with you.
Well, everybody's trying to make but here's the crazy thing about the whole story is that what they're talking about as to why they had to make a move has nothing to do with his injury.
Right.
Which is, if you're going to put, we had to get rid of him because he didn't rehab right, I don't want to hear a story about something else.
Because people I think it's what happened is people were like, come on, bro. That can't be the story.
Right.
That can't be the story. Like, right.
But the partying and the ankle?
No.
Or the kissing the forehead of another teammate?
I think what I mean, Vlad, is like when he first, they basically said this was just a disagreement over rehab.
Right, right, right.
Like, that can't be the reason you're dumping a guy after a year. Now, I understand this particular regime didn't sign him. So,
yeah,
like it was a different GM, different coach. Pete Carroll's now in charge. But still, I mean, like, this is one of those things where, like, this isn't the second year you're going into it. He suffered the injury last year. There's a little bit of a disagreement on where they're at, but I don't even know now what to believe because was it the injury or is it that he kissed a teammate on the head and that teammate went to HR? That was the thing that was
HR. Hold on.
No, wait. Hold on.
Vlad. He's right, though.
I'm not lying.
He is right.
I'm not lying.
I know. Vlad.
No, he is right, though.
I know. Okay, but Vlad.
I know, but he's right. How is he supposed to handle it? Because you know what? He could have handled it another way, and it might have been even bad for him. You're going to be going to London. Chris. So he could, you know, like, it could have been handled a different way. The fact that he went to HR, I mean, I know it's kind of weak, but he actually handled it the way he should have handled it.
Protocol. Christian Wilkins is ESPN, who was released by the Raiders, kissed a fellow player on the head, and the teammate took offense to it, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. The incident was not the sole reason Wilkins was cut, sources said. Wilkins had been recovering from a Jones fracture, which he suffered in his left foot last October. Because Wilkins treated the rehab from his injury, the Raiders voided the remainder of the $35.2 million guaranteed on his contract. He was released with a designation of terminated vested veteran, sources told Schefter. Wilkins asked the NFL Players Association to file a grievance on his behalf. The union did so on Thursday. Last week's incident happened inside a team meeting room, one source told ESPN, that the interaction was playful, but the teammate didn't see it that way. It's not known what fellow player did follow.
Went too far.
It's not known what the fellow player did following the incident. The complaint was filed to the Raiders Human Resources Department, which investigated the incident, sources told Adam Schefter. The Raiders, through a team spokesperson, declined to comment.
So the if you are explaining that whole situation with playful, right, then it's coming from a different place. However, from what I've heard about this injury, the team wanted him to have an additional surgery, and he said he didn't need it.
Well, he got a second opinion.
He got a second opinion.
Yeah, and I think
which is, Let me explain something to you. In a lot of cases, the team doctor pays what is a licensing fee to be the team doctor. And as players learn this, it doesn't mean that the team doctor isn't a good doctor. But it doesn't necessarily mean he's the best doctor. So you always hear, when I was playing, guys going to Stedman or Andrews to have surgeries done by the best.
The great James Andrews, Dr. James
right.
Andrews.
Right. And so he got a second opinion, which you can do. Like, you're allowed to get a second opinion. You do not have, I found out doubt the hard way. And they determined he didn't need surgery or whatever. So that dispute, right, that situation right there is not grounds to take his money, right? The HR situation, I don't know, you know, if in the story they say he playfully did it. You know, that, like, then that means everybody was laughing at the guy, right? Let me see, I can tell this. Yeah, I can tell this. We played with a guy who's gay. We all thought he was gay, right? His name is Asera Tuala.
Did he out himself already?
Huh?
Yeah. Did he out himself?
Long time ago.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure you're not outing him.
He was Polynesian or something.
Okay.
Excellent singer. He probably come out with like two or three albums. So like, and we would always. He was really good friends with Johnny. We all hung out though, right? We all thought that he was, but nobody said something because dude was getting sacks. He came out afterwards, and we got okay, we thought so, right? Like, at no point in time, see, in situations like that, you have to be comfortable with who you are. It has nothing to do with the other person, right? And I think a lot of times when guys get in a situation that even would insinuate anything like that, they feel like they have to be extra manly, right? When in actuality, you really don't.
Yeah, I think one of these things, the thing that I don't like with the Christian Wilkins thing that, like, we all, see, I think it's a couple things. I think that I don't know how nationally known Christian Wilkins was.
But he's a pest.
Before a story like this. But, like, now, like, everybody's getting the montages of, like, the grabbing the junk. Like, these are all things that we knew, but he was always known as a dirty player. Like, that was,
right.
That's something that was common with him, that he annoyed Josh Allen. That he'd do some things dirty at the bottom of the pile, things like that. And now people are just kind of going to this and these conclusions of, oh, well, Christian Wilkins is this. We have no idea.
Right.
And we have no idea that.
And even with all these stories, I never even considered it because of, one, the situation that I lived in Minnesota, and two, he's a nuisance. He's always been that guy. Every single team that he played against said, that guy's relentless. He doesn't stop. He's annoying.
Yeah, but right. Yeah, just I get that. But just don't be grabbing my junk and start kissing me.
Yeah, but
in
do
my
we think
forehead.
That he, do we think that he's doing that to like we think that he's doing that to teammates all the time? Like that's what
right.
I'm
okay,
about
this?
If you have a situation, here's what I'm just asking. I'm saying this. What's more likely? For 5 years Christian Wilkins was here.
You just said it.
For five reasons Christian Wilkins has been here. He's been nothing but an upstanding teammate. Everybody said he's the best guy, comes to work, does everything the right way. Yes, is he a pain in the ass to play? He is.
Yes.
We know he's a, if you want to say, hey, what are his quirks? That he loves Hamilton. Like, okay, some people like musicals. Some people do.
Wait, can I just say this? Vlad is just adding it to the list.
I'm just saying.
Check.
But, okay, however.
So does Seth MacFarlane,
okay,
you know?
But, however. with this. What, like, all this, all
like
this,
pros and cons.
No, but all of a sudden, Christian Wilkins is being made to be like he's some, like, almost like a predator in his own locker room.
Okay.
Which is on the backing of a team trying to get off of $30 million guaranteed, which seems like really nasty work by them, Vlad.
It is
to
nasty
paint
work.
Him in this kind of a
it's
picture.
It's nasty work, but here's the only reason why I'm shooting a little bail. It's not on the Raiders. It's on what happened in the locker room. You're right, Christian Wilkins, 5 years, so the Dolphins staff knows him. This was his first year in this Raiders organization. If you're doing things that might have been okay in Miami, but it's not okay in Vegas, and they've told you, hey, relax, like, I don't play these type of games, and you continue it, that's an issue.
Yeah, but is it really that, or is that what's being painted now because everybody thinks it's ridiculous?
Right. Once you, Vlad, that's where this is real life right here.
Vlad, that's where my suspicion lies with this, because I think the thing is, it's social media. We take all this circumstantial stuff that we could add up and make a conclusion about a guy who's been nothing but an upstanding player and citizen for the NFL. He has an injury that he doesn't quite agree on. And we've seen a lot of times that teams can get pretty gnarly with this stuff. And now we're seeing an unprecedented thing. They're trying to get off of 30-plus million guaranteed. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And it's also an organization that's looked down upon as a circus. What can we do to get people backing us? Hey, this guy was not somebody we could work around with because, you know, he's got some behaviors. It just doesn't sit well with me, Vlad.
We're taking the two sides and trying to use what we know of them to come to a conclusion of how this all went. We know Christian Wilkins. We also know the Raiders, right? Now, the one thing that I would say is we don't know the other guy. But I know this. I know some people that will push the envelope to make you feel uncomfortable because you're not secure with who you are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Richie Incognito.
Right. And so from that standpoint, like, you have to be more comfortable with who you are and know that ain't my thing, dude, or whatever. Right? But we get so caught up in trying to be, and Vlad, this our people, even more so, where you can't just say, hey, man, enough with that foolishness. You got to let everybody know you ain't down with that.
The only way you do that, if this happens continuously and you're like, hey, man, stop playing around, And then after the person continuously does that, they continually do that, then you're going to have to make a point. Like, you might have to make a scene.
Might have to throw hands.
You might have to throw hands.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw hands. You don't want to throw hands because then all of a sudden, that's a split in the locker room.
Well, or you might get your ass.
Or you might get your ass kicked, right? No, I mean, that's the other reason. Now, we don't know who the person's kissing the forehead, but guess what? If it was Max Crosby and Max Crosby said enough, guess what?
He gone. Right.
I don't think Max Crosby knows where HR's located. Look at him. He looks like a Sons of Anarchy.
Well, that's the thing. You might.
I just think
you
that.
You think Max Crosby's ever watched an HR module?
No, he's probably watching season 3 of Gemma on the Sons of Anarchy.
Like, Max Crosby strikes me as somebody, if he didn't like something Christian Wilkins was doing, he will throw hands on it. Now, if it was a rookie that didn't like what he was doing, but that's the thing is,
we don't know who the player is.
I'm not saying anybody's wrong with their conclusions or whatever you're feeling. That's fine. But there's just something about me that's like,
nobody's skeptical
about this. Nobody looks back at this and is just like, wait a minute, wait. But you guys are looking for a way to get off $30 million guaranteed. You know he's filing a grievance, and you better have a damn good reason.
Let me ask you this.
Vlad, think about it this way. If all you have is the past history of the two parties, right?
I'm going with Wilkins.
Right.
Right, but guess what, though? I don't know what happened.
No, we don't know. We're guessing.
It might be the reason why
we're guessing.
The Dolphins didn't re-sign him because they think he plays around too much. Maybe his playing around might have worked in South Florida. You go to a different locker room. Leroy, you know this.
Yeah.
You go to a different locker room. You've got to adjust to how that locker room is, whether it's a bad Raiders organization, you still have to adjust to this new locker room that you're going in.
Yeah.
This new organization.
I would also say that could very well be true. But if it is, let me say something to people. Right? 100 tackles is 100 tackles. And we live in a world now where we tolerate some people that do some pretty crappy stuff in this world because of the success they have.
Leroy, let me ask you a question.
And so I'm saying, grow up, Peter Pan.
Leroy,
the production is what matters the most.
Would you let another man kiss you on the top of your head? You let another teammate kiss you on the top of your forehead? You thinking about it, so that means no.
No,
so stop
no,
that.
No.
Vlad, he did have to take a piggyback ride one time.
Yeah,
that's
like. But I would say this.
Would you allow another man to put his lips on your forehead?
It's not a matter of allow. We ain't like embracing or anything like that. But if somebody did something and patted me and did that, I would be like, what's up? I'm not going. You know why? Because I'm comfortable with who the hell I am, Vlad.
But they're also, hold on. There could also.
You know what? I hate when you try to tell me how I will react. I'm telling you. I'm giving you an honest damn answer. That, you know what? I'm comfortable with who I am.
But I also think that.
But for you to tell me how I will react in a certain situation is crazy. Stop doing it.
Okay.
I'm more insulted by that than the scenario that you pick up. You telling me how I will react. The thing is no matter what the situation is, I'm comfortable with who I am. Right? Now, it could very well get to a point where you got to say a little something more or do a little something more. But it would have nothing to do with me trying to defend my masculinity. It would have to do with, yo, you ain't going to come over here.
But that's the reason. That's what I'm saying. So you're answering my question. It's not about you making this about masculinity or all of that.
Yes.
It's about respect. So the fact and space. So the fact of the matter is, you're not going to like somebody just willy-nilly out of the blue just kiss you on the top of your head. You're going to ask that person what's wrong. And if he continually does that and you continually tell him, hey, enough of that. Then what?
Yeah, well, listen, Vlad, again, we're still in a position where, look, we could find something heinous that could have come out. Because, like, the kissing on the meeting, like, whether it's a line or not a line, I don't think that that's a cuttable offense. You know, I mean, like, dude, this football players. Like, you know, my boy Brett Romberg one time put his deal in a hot dog bun to show to Larry Coker.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, this is a crazy environment sometimes, we're sitting here.
That's the hardest thing to explain. The hardest thing to explain is you have a bunch of 300-plus-pound guys who take liberties of doing stuff to people because it's funny, not because it means anything.
Right.
And if you were to tell these stories to other people, they would...
Well, how everybody took Bullygate, right? Like, a lot of football players are like, you know, this is like, yeah, if you just put it in a corporate PR world and there's a module to it, they're like, whoa, you know, it would be heavens to Betsy, you know, they would take it a certain way. And so I'll leave the wiggle room for, hey, maybe Christian Wilkins did something really wrong. I'm not saying you should, you know, kiss anybody in the head playful if they don't want to be. I'm just saying I'm still stepping back on this and being like, this kind of feels like they're trying to paint him in a certain way to get off the money.
To get off the money.
I'm just, that's just where I'm at with this thing right now.
I'll give you a perfect example, and not anything along these lines. But when we saw John Randall in the casino the one time in Vegas, how did he run up to me? Like a child, right? I'm telling you, they're got, John Randall has the energy of a two-year-old. And he practiced that way. He played that way to the point where I told you, we went at it every day because he played too damn much. Right? And I said, you know what? It was never a him problem. It was a me problem because he brought that energy in everything that he did. And I had a problem with it. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's... the stuff that goes on with the playfulness of these giant individuals It's weird and sometimes quite disturbing that a guy that big plays like a child.
We'll take a break here on the show. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend. Who's next?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.